They found my basement full of dog bones.
Fuck you, mommy! Fuck you, mommy!
Yeah, I went to smash a payphone open with a hammer and it bounced off, hit me in the teeth, and knocked me out, and the cops found me.
Michael Moore!
Fucking kidding me.
I'm so thrilled to be here in Gary, Indiana.
That's not a documentary filmmaker. That's an egomaniac.
Marcus, I think you're going to need to come downtown with us.
From Earwolf, in partnership with UCB LA, this is Finding Marcus Trunk, the man who wasn't Michael Moore. The year was 1996. Oprah Winfrey was starting a book club. Bill Clinton was getting reelected. And after escaping a cult, Daisy Wet Rock Phipps had fallen out of Marcus's orbit yet again. During all these years, Marcus's emails to Daisy went unanswered, except for this response I found from November of 96. Dear Marcus, the cult changed me. I have to stay underground. For your own safety, please stop contacting me. Respectfully submitted, Daisy Phipps. Marcus was stuck, and his manager slash agent Simon Clare was pushing him to move on.
What's happening?
Thinking about Daisy again. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
It is implied. You never need to come in here and go, here's something happening. I'm thinking about Daisy a lot.
What if Daisy was my next documentary? Daisy and me. Daisy and me. Like Osgood Schlatter and me. It's on brand. People know me as the me guy, obviously. Well, they don't know me, but they will know that it's me. When I keep making and me.
We've talked about this. The and me thing, don't want to hang your hat on that, okay?
You know why?
Roger and me.
Yeah.
Because
he gets credit for it. I had the first and me.
Okay.
Well, how do I get...
That's great.
How would you like it if you had a backyard to your house and somebody built a house on it?
Okay.
Would you like that, Simon?
Uncle Luigi in Old Napoli is probably the first guy to make a pizza, but we're trying to be Pizza Hut, not Uncle Luigi, okay? No one cares. You got to get over it. The and me thing is done. All right?
It's genius.
You came in here 3 weeks ago. You're not going to believe this. My backyard mower and me. That doesn't get people excited. They have to get off the couch and, they have to go to the movie theater and watch this stuff.
How come Rocky gets to come back as Rocky every time? They don't change the title.
When you make that kind of money, you can call everything and me. You can say my nutsack and me, and everyone will go, oh, we can't wait to see what this one's about.
During these lost years, Marcus picked up and put down many projects. The subject matter was always great. The execution, genius adjacent. Here's an investigation on undercover policing. Marcus posed as a forgery artist, and unbeknownst to him, he was meeting with two FBI agents, also undercover.
I am outside the Altadena Library. I'm going to meet Ted Boole and John Shampoo, most likely an alias. This is what real filmmakers do. They put boots on the ground and they do it. They don't phone it in. Okay, I'm going in the library and they said, what am I going to be wearing? A blue hat. There they are. Marcus.
Hi, Marcus. I'm John.
You're John?
Yes.
Ted Boole.
Ted Boole. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Guess we'd sit here?
Yeah. Pull up a chair.
Because you have like a fanny pack that seems full of something.
Something's in that fanny pack.
If you must know,
yeah,
I have recording equipment in here on my body and taped to my hat.
What?
I'm a documentarian.
Okay.
Look, Ted.
Yeah.
I don't know what your friend here.
John Shampoo.
Obviously, it's not a real name.
It's Mr. Shampoo.
I don't
want to
be bait
Marcus.
And switch. All right, fine. And I'd like to be called award-winning documentarian.
Okay, you can call me John then. That's not worth it.
Believe it or not, I've never committed a crime before this moment, but I wanted to be inside the story of a criminal. So I'm committing this crime. So you guys just relax and follow my lead. Okay?
What's the crime? That you
forgery.
Have a library book without a library card?
No, forgery.
Oh, you want it? You want
the greatest, most mischievous crime. It goes back to Sherlock Holmes. Before that, even.
It goes back before Sherlock Holmes?
Paper money, obviously.
Okay. Let's just come out with it. I'm not Ted Boole. I'm Colonel Louis Longvetti of the FBI.
What?
And I'm not John Shampoo.
Obviously.
I'm Mike Shampoo. Former
That's
criminal.
Right. He's a former forger.
I want to see your license. There's no way you're Mike
Shampoo. I can verify his
Holy
name is Mike Shampoo.
Yes. S-H-A-M-P-U, but it's still pronounced Shampoo.
Mike Shampoo works for me, and we're trying to bust a forger, and it looks like we hooked a fish, and now we're just going to reel him in. Cut him down the middle, gut him, fry him up, and eat him for dinner.
And we don't even care about the bones. Who do you work for, Marcus?
Come on, Marcus.
Who are you working for?
Can I ask a question? Why aren't you in the FBI?
I can't be because of my track record.
He's
so
a
have you heard of the Lufthansa heist?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I also have heard of it. And after that,
I've also heard of Lufthansa.
Do you know the number one section in the newspaper that's read?
No.
Crime.
Really?
We are hardwired
There's
to enjoy crime.
There's a crime section in newspapers? I usually only read like real estate and sports and the crossword. I've never seen crime.
Crime in the newspaper? That's a section. They have newspapers over here. Let's check.
Like in the local paper.
Oh, okay. Here's a...
The local paper.
Altadena Herald.
Oh,
Jesus. Yeah. 20 children's bodies found in the basement of a teacher's house?
Oof. Jesus. Altadena is fucked up.
Oof. Why wouldn't that get national attention? Why would that not go noticed on the national
I have
scale?
No... Oh, my God. There's so much fucked up... You're right. The crime section is fucking wild. A veterinarian found with over 1,000 German shepherd bones in their house?
Oh, my God.
This is fucking
this
wild.
This is crazy.
Marcus, well, I think you're going to need to come downtown with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Downtown is now part of my documentary.
The FBI headquarters is uptown. We have to go downtown and
pick up my kid.
No, I want to be arrested. I obviously...
Oh, we're going to arrest
you. This is perfect.
You. Yeah, you're
going to arrest
you're
you,
under
but,
arrest.
But
this is perfect.
We had it fully planned to pick up his son.
I got to drop my kid off at soccer.
We got to pick him up, drop him off at the field, and then we'll bring you in.
Making the most of his time in a local holding cell, Marcus turned his investigative eye toward the other arrestees and their origin stories.
I guess I should probably revisit again. You're in here for...
They found my basement full of dog bones.
Dog bones, that's right. And you're in here for...
I
payphone
went,
again?
Yeah, I went to smash a payphone open with a hammer and it bounced off, hit me in the teeth and knocked me out and the cops found me. Toothless, covered in quarters in the middle of a phone booth.
Yeah, do you need another sock for your mouth?
I'm okay. I think this is going to stop bleeding eventually. I keep jamming toilet paper in there, but that's just...
Use cloth, here. Oh. Okay, Erpis, how old were you when you committed your... I'm sorry to be so fascinated by your life, but...
It's Dr. Erpis, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know. We didn't cover that.
I'm a veterinarian. I was...
Really?
Yes.
I've never seen a veterinarian.
Thank
with
you
so
for
many.
Your service. I was just doing push-ups and heard you were a veterinarian.
Yes, it's quite all right.
My bad.
Do chin-ups again if you'd like. No, I don't know.
I don't know. They're getting harder and harder.
Well, the more that you do, the more pressure is put on the muscles and they weaken. But that's how you grow stronger.
But,
I was in a bubble until I turned 5.
Because you were a bubble child?
I was a bubble child. Yes.
Wow.
One. It took quite a while for you to...
Yeah, I was trying to rest. That was a hard one. Long grind. I grinded that one out. My bad. Sorry. Where was your bubble? Silicon Valley, New York? Where was your bubble?
Altadena.
Oh.
Yeah, I've lived in Altadena my entire life.
Like the milk?
Yeah, the dairy name.
Yes,
Altadena.
Like the milk. You know how many... fucking times I've heard the milk...
Erpis,
like
Erpis,
the milk, doctor...
Erpis.
Mommy!
Erpis,
fuck
Erpis,
you, mommy!
Erpis,
fuck you, mommy! Erpis, let me out of the please. Bubble, mommy!
In 1999, the planet was entering a new millennium. Neve Campbell was on the cover of FHM. Movie consumption was at an all-time high. So Marcus revisited those very same inmates, this time to explore the correlation between violent movies and crime.
What? Let me ask you some more. What's your favorite crime film?
Harry and the Hendersons.
It is illegal to have a cryptoid in your house.
Yes, that's correct.
To have what were they? Right, what was the species called?
He's a Bigfoot, but that is also a cryptoid. That
under
fits
the
within
crypto.
The umbrella of
okay.
Cryptoid. Yes.
Cryptoid. Okay, that's
the
very
Loch Ness monster is a cryptoid.
Very
the
Chupacabra, Montauk monster, Jersey Devil.
I don't know the Montauk monster.
The Montauk monster is, I think, a dead dog that washed up on the shore of South Shore of Long Island. Everyone thought it was a monster.
It's good to know. All right. And what's your favorite crime movie?
Oh, Harry and the Hendersons.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. I love that movie. They have a cryptoid inside their home.
That's illegal.
That's weird.
What's weird?
That's, that you have the same...
We have a lot in common.
This could be an indicator of criminal activity.
Causation or correlation?
For the movie. We don't know yet. At this point, it's correlational. But don't you find that interesting? Wake up that sleeping inmate over there, that guy who's been with us.
Ronnie.
No, it's cool.
I was having a night terror.
It's cool. What was your first favorite crime movie?
Harry and the Hendersons, I guess.
Uncanny. Thank you. This is really helpful. Thank you.
Whoa, right back to sleep for Ronnie.
After surviving Y2K, the world rejoiced by pirating music on Napster. Apple introduced candy-colored computing, and Marcus was trying to contextualize the internet boom by following two MIT students who were building a second internet.
So two internets.
Yeah, and I mean, we imagine it as, you know, like we said, it's a little more, you know, grown up, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is about connecting. Okay. It's about connecting people. I know when we talk about how we're going to present it, I always just want to say it's a lot of, you know, sort of like blue material.
Pornographic.
We don't use that word.
It's a hard.
We don't use pornographic because it's anybody connecting, whether they have clothes on or whether they don't have clothes on, whether somebody's peeing on somebody or whether it's not somebody peeing on somebody.
We've talked about this. People talk about, like, where is the internet going? And one thing I know is, like, the internet...
Let me ask you that question, because what I need I need myself in the documentary.
All right.
What'd you just say?
I said, what's interesting to me is that the internet... I don't remember what I said.
I think you said, where's...
Yeah.
Where's the internet going?
No. I got it. I think
Do you have the question? Because I don't remember the question. Do you want me to lead you in? Huh. I wonder what you think.
I often think about, where is the internet heading?
No, that's not it.
I often think of where the internet is going. Do you ever think that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
In 2005, when Morgan Spurlock exposed the perils of fast food culture by releasing his film Super Size Me, Marcus took it as a personal attack.
Pick up the phone, Simon.
You got Simon.
Hey,
what's going on?
Did you see the Spurlock thing?
I'm at a... You know what? Pump the brakes, man. I'm at an event right now.
What are you doing that's more important than me?
I'm at a function for a friend, okay? And
Who are you there? Whose event?
I'm at Jeremy Piven's engagement party.
You're always doing more for his career than mine.
Well, right. You know what? I could say the same. I could say he's doing more for me than you're doing for me, but I wouldn't say that because that's a shitty thing for a manager to say to his client. But I could.
Just give me 5 minutes, please. Okay.
Yeah. Talk to me. What's going on? Let me do a Jack and Ginger, and bring, if you don't mind, bringing it over here for me. I need to
stop ordering drinks. Okay. Look, this whole Morgan Spurlock, he took me, supersized me. That's copyright infringement. That's first Michael Moore, now Spurlock is fucking me.
No. A Jack and Ginger.
Stop because this is ordering drinks.
Yep. Thank you. So
fast food's a great subject, but now guess what? I can't do any fast food because Michael Moore gets to have me and Spurlock gets to have fast food.
Deep breath. And by the way, for the record, do you think Jonas Salk was just interested in polio? No. He saw an opportunity to make an ass load of money. No, Jack and Ginger, because you keep giving me Sprite, and that's not a drink.
Simon, honestly, please, just wait for your goddamn cocktail.
Listen to me. The guy he's bringing me, he must think I'm an alcoholic. He's bringing me Sprite mixed with ginger ale. There's not any alcohol in there. He's leaving the Jack out. So anyway, listen, maybe it's time for you to beat him at his own game.
What? Eat McDonald's? That's disgusting. I won't go there.
No. He's got McDonald's covered. I wish you'd thought of it, but you didn't. But There's Wendy's.
I'm not going to do Wendy's. That means I got to eat something I don't like, which I can't sell, okay?
You're very discriminatory toward the square burger. Do you know that about yourself?
I'm not a fan of the square burger. No, I'm not.
Okay, I need you to do 5 seconds of mindfulness. I just want you to do, let me hear it. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and then in through the mouth.
Okay, I'm present. I'm in the now.
All right. If I'm being honest, you just sound like you kind of hustled through it because you wanted me to feel better, which completely defeats the purpose. But what about Hardee's? They've got a pretty versatile menu.
They have a solid breakfast menu. They do. They have a really good breakfast menu.
They do great breakfast.
Yeah, they do great. Yeah.
The other reason I say Hardee's is because I just happened to be hanging out with one of my nephews, and he's got a couple buddies, and these guys, they took down an amount of fast food that I'd never seen in my life before. And when I did the research on it, I said, how are they doing it? They told me it's Hardee's. Hardee's isn't normal fast food. It's got its own special characteristics, and that's why we can crush this stuff. So these guys are kind of like Hardee's specialists. They will be perfect contacts for you.
I like it. I like it. This is good. I like it.
Finally, you know what? I got to jump because I got eyes on Cusack. And I want to pitch him something here.
Ask Cusack if he'd be in one of my movies.
Can't do that. And I don't want to lie to you and tell you that I can. The reason being is that he won't know who you are. And if I do tell him who you are, it's going to take too long. And by the end, he's going to go, that was your opportunity to talk to me. And you talked to me about someone that I don't know or care about. I got to jump.
All right. Bye, Simon.
I got to jump, man.
Here's some footage I pulled of Marcus and two college guys from a hard drive labeled Hardee's Drive.
Oh, you should pull up. You're far away from the speaker.
Oh, whoops.
Hey, work on Hardee's. I can help you.
Honey butter chicken biscuit. Is that what you said?
Yes, one honey butter chicken biscuit, please.
Okay, three medium.
Do you want
medium
the sandwich or do you want the combo for it?
Sandwich or combo?
Just sandwich. I'm going to get a couple sandwiches, no combos. I'm trying not
one
to eat
sandwich.
Sides.
One sandwich. He's going to get a couple sandwiches, no combos. He's trying not to eat sides right now.
Sorry.
Yes.
Throw a monster biscuit in there for
a monster biscuit.
Yeah.
Monster biscuit.
Can I get a chicken biscuit? And I want a black coffee.
Okay. Well, chicken biscuit and black coffee. Right. I'll do a medium hash round. And a pork and chop gravy biscuit.
I'll do two sunrise croissants.
So you're not doing sides, but you're just really going for it with the sandwich. No combos now.
Yeah, no combos. Neither of those are combos. Yeah.
I'll go one bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Small.
Bacon. I need a jumbo ring.
And I'll do the also a Frisco breakfast sandwich.
Frisco breakfast sandwich.
Do they have tater tots?
Do you guys have tater tots?
We do have tater tots.
They do have.
But we don't serve them for breakfast.
You're going to have to go with hash rounds.
You want
two breakfast sliders. Are those big or small?
How big are the breakfast sliders?
They're like not as big as a biscuit.
One
breakfast slider.
Y'all sure you don't want anything to wash this down with?
Or? Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll have a high-C orange lava burst.
Okay. I'll take a water. I feel like I'm going to need a water.
A water, a black coffee.
I'll take cut some creams on the side.
And some creams on the side.
Water machine's broke. We can only do the high
what?
C.
They can only do high C. That's all they got right now.
All right, I guess. Can I have a lot of ice in that, though, please? A
lot of ice.
Can I do half Fuse Raspberry Iced Tea, half Powerade Mountain Blast? Four sides of buttermilk ranch dipping sauce.
Four sides of buttermilk ranch dipping
four
sauce.
Four sides. All right, that's going to be 124.37.
Marcus? It's 124.36.
Sorry,
I'm going to pull up. All right.
Relax.
Thank you.
Relax. Making a movie.
Support for Finding Marcus Trunk comes from
the Air Helmet from Bunga Robotics. Ever dreamed of being a superhero walking amongst mere mortals? With the microweight Bunga Air Helmet, you can now travel through your day in a secure, ocular intuitive, temperature-stable helmet that helps you tackle basic responsibilities.
Ooh, get me $200 from the ATM.
Bunga, bunga.
See if you can get me an upgrade on a rental car. Something in a mid-size sedan.
Bunga, bunga.
Self-sanitizing. With a life-cycle titanium processor and self-charging Wi-Fi hub, wherever you are, whatever you need, Bunga will deliver.
Book me a tea time and send a text to the ladies, but not Cynthia this time.
Bunga, bunga.
Make me an ice-cold margarita and cue up the new season of Queer Eye.
Bunga, bunga.
The Air Helmet by Bunga. Great power for basic responsibilities.
Naturally, Michael Moore still held center stage in Marcus's mind. Listen to this clip I discovered of Marcus chewing the ear off of a flight attendant en route to Chicago.
Do you like documentary films?
Yes, very much so.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's one you like? You like Errol Morris stuff?
I love all of Errol Morris stuff.
Thin Blue Line.
Thin Blue Line.
Yeah. It's really good. Did you ever see the Grey Gardens, the Maisel Brothers?
I have seen that.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know what's trash in the doc world? Michael Moore. Garbage.
Oh, you think so?
Garbage.
I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Garbage.
I'm really a big fan of Michael. I thought he did a lot of good work.
Well, this is good. Maybe I'll turn one vote. He stole a lot of what he did from me. A lot of his
technique.
Does he
know you?
Immersion. Does he know me? Yeah, he does know me. We've had a run-in at a film festival many years ago.
Oh. So you know him, and you guys have had disagreements. That's interesting.
Well, he just takes a lot of... He cops... Like when the Beatles stole some of the great blues musicians' riffs, I think they tried to give credit or at least claim where some of the roots came from. He doesn't give credit that a lot of what he's doing came from me.
Making films?
Stylistically, being a fly on the wall, objective narrator, cinema verite, cinematography, occasional insertion as character but not as hero. Michael Moore tends to go more hero. I tend to stay on the back wall, not be the focus of the story. I find that to be more efficient and ultimately a better journey for the audience. People, I think, are tiring of Michael Moore.
Very interesting story, sir. I'm going to need you to take your seat. We'll be taking off in a few minutes.
Thank you, Joe. Really nice getting to know you, Joe.
Nice getting to know you, too. You're a nice man.
In 2016, Marcus was finally building a new life for himself. He was making his own clothes and urban farming at a deserted steel mill in Gary, Indiana. So when the Green New Deal and the fight for climate change came to the fore, Marcus saw an opportunity to at long last eclipse Michael Moore with his own environmental documentary, An Inconvenient New Deal. Here's a clip from the Gary Town Hall.
Obviously, as you know, as a city, Gary, we are moving towards becoming more ecologically friendly. And, you know, to that effect, I just want to make some announcements. The toxic sludge over at the McHenry Playground is almost 12% contained, which is very exciting.
Are you going to talk? You're standing in front of the podium.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you should probably let's get this going. I'm an important filmmaker.
Sure. Do you want
permission to speak?
Yes, I cede the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm next. I got a lot to say.
Oh, thank you.
Permission to speak?
Yes, I cede the floor to Marge Quincy.
So I'm a longtime Gary resident, and I have a question regarding my recycling.
Okay, sure.
Because I've noticed that we...
Can we address the elephant in the room? Can we please address the elephant in the room? Beyond the fact that our planet is melting and temperatures are rising as well as sea levels. I know you recognize me, Marcus Tronk, filmmaker, Osgood Schlatter and me, celebrity.
Oh,
I do happen to live in Gary, Indiana. I've been here for several years now.
And have you?
Yes, I have. I keep a low profile.
I think I recognize you. Do you work at the dump?
No, I don't work at the
dump.
I have been out at the dump shooting B-roll. Do you know what B-roll is? Something you shoot usually without sound. It's just visual. So oftentimes you can even have a second director shoot B-roll.
That doesn't sound like something I'd want to watch.
No, well, there's no sound.
Of footage. It's part of footage for overall pieces of documentary.
Oh, like Charlie Chaplin.
Oh,
no, it's not a silent movie.
Falling down? Falling down in your
B-roll? Is there a barn that falls on you, but you just happen to be standing in the doorway?
It was here, in 2016. In the magic city of steel, where Marcus would finally encounter his nemesis.
Order, I'm just gonna hit my gavel here. Order, order. We do, in fact, have a celebrity filmmaker who is going to be documenting.
And my concern is Gary, Indiana needs to do more than just recycle aluminum.
Transition.
There is toxins.
Into a greener city.
Yes.
We do have a documentarian who's going to be Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled.
Osgood Schlatter and Me is probably the one that people know me for, my documentary film. And here I am, Gary, being so polluted.
Yeah.
I can't just sit by. And I think you were getting ready to introduce me.
Oh, yes. Well, I was getting ready to introduce a filmmaker that we are so lucky to have follow our journey here. And, you know, just sort of capture it as it's happening. So exciting. Very exciting.
So exciting.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to bring him out.
I'm already out.
And, you know, his works include Fahrenheit 9/11, Bowling for Columbine.
What?
Capitalism, A Love Story.
Fucking kidding.
Hey, it's me.
Michael Moore!
Oh, my gosh, so handsome.
Right out of these doors.
That's not a documentary filmmaker. That's an egomaniac.
Next time on Finding Marcus Trunk.
Don't pretend you don't know who I am, Michael.
Do you know any mayors who don't have hats and capes?
Michael?
Daisy, come on over here.
Hi, I'm Mayor Lady Brenda Barnes, and this is United States.
This land won't just be waste, it'll also be giving back. Just like I, Michael Moore, will give back.
He makes every story about himself.
I, Michael Moore, will fix the planet Earth.
This episode of Finding Marcus Tronk featured Matt Walsh, John Gabris, Charlie Sanders, Mary Holland, Will Hines, Jerry Miner, Madeline Walter, Brad Morris, and Brian Husky, with special guest Reed Scott. Special thanks to our narrator, Morgan Walsh. Additional voices by Alyssa Limparis, Mae Wilkerson, Luke Moniz, and Cody Ziegler. Produced by Anosh McAdam. Original score composed by Alex Kleiner. Created by Matt Walsh, Cody Ziegler, and Anosh McAdam. Executive producers, Earwolf and UCB Comedy.